searching that they were doing, the amount of people that they were surveilling at that point. And those clips come about a year and a week or so before the main Snowden revelations. And he even says in the clip, there's never been a moment when we really mobilize that really sparks action. And he just didn't live to see that moment.
Well, I want to thank you both for being with us and for your film, Brian Knappenberger. The film is called, his first film, We Are Legion, the story of the hacktivists, but this film was called The Internet's Own Boy, the story of Aaron Swartz and Elliot Peters, Aaron's attorney. That does it for our broadcast. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Berkman, Afel Saramanta, Nimrod Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Malkoff, Hani Massoud, Rabbi Karen, Dina Gesder, Amy Littlefield. Special thanks to Dennis Moynihan, John Hamilton, Elizabeth Press, Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, and to the whole crew here at Park City TV in Park City, Utah. I'm Amy Goodman at the Sundance Film Festival.
Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook.
The Sunday Street Acoustics Series returns to the University Cafe to start its spring semester schedule. Sunday, January 26th at 2 p.m. James Maddock Duo with special guest Butchers Blind with an acoustic set. British-born James Maddock was first recognized in the U.S. as leader of the band Wood, whose song Stay You was included in the first Dawson's Creek compilation. After taking an extended break from recording, Maddock moved to New York City and returned to the scene in late 2009 with an exquisite collection of songs. Sunrise on Avenue C, for which he won the 2010-11 New York Music Award for Best American Album. Maddock followed Sunrise in 2011 with Wake Up and Dream. His most recent album, Another Life, has confirmed his reputation as one of today's top songwriters. His live performances show James to be one of the most engaging and exciting artists on the acoustic scene. Butchers Blind is the acclaimed Long Island-based Americana band whose new release, Destination Blues, has garnered critical praise and has been compared musically to Wilco and Uncle Tupelo.
For information on tickets, go to shopsbu.com or go to universitycafe.org or 631-632-1093. That's 631-632-1093.
That's James Maddock and Butchers Blind, Sunday, January 26th at 2 p.m. at the University Cafe, right here at Stony Brook University. There's a sign. Part prisoner and one part free. There's only so much in the man.
Thank you.
on WUSB. It's Off the Wall. And introducing Emmanuel Goldstein.
Why, hello. I seem to be on the telephone this week.
Yeah, you are.
Well, let me explain why that is. There's a little bit of a weather condition this week.
A little.
You might have heard of it. In fact, whenever this happens, the whole world seems to follow it. And yeah, we are being hit hard by a snowstorm right now. I was driving around earlier. In fact, I was kind of panicking because I didn't really have a lot of food in the house. And I woke up and it was already snowing pretty hard and there was a few inches on the ground. So I figured, good idea to go out and stock up. So I went to no less than three different takeout places and got three different things in various parts. Was driving around up hills and down side roads. I saw a snowplow get stuck, but I was able to keep going and drive around and pick up everything I needed and not have any incidents whatsoever. But when I got back, I realized I probably would be really tempting fate if I went out after that and tried to get to the radio station. And not only that, I'd be at the radio station, another 6 inches of snow would be on the ground, and then I'd be stranded there and never able to get home, and all this food that I got would just be sitting here, and nobody would be able to even enjoy that. So, you know, I figured I can probably do as good a job on the telephone, if not a better job, and I'd also probably be alive and well here rather than in some car wreck someplace, which is what could happen if you're crazy enough to be on the road right now. Which, by the way, our friend Finn, who's coming on after Off the Wall, is on the road right now. So if he's listening, Finn, pay attention to the road, all right? And don't listen to the radio. And certainly don't talk on the phone. It's crazy out there. In fact, in the town of Brookhaven, I don't know if you know this, Bob, in the town of Brookhaven, there is a state of emergency right now.
Yes.
And you are not supposed to be on the road. After 5:30 p.m., they said, we don't want anybody on the road unless you're, like, an emergency worker. And I don't know if, like, a radio talk show host qualifies as that. And I didn't want to chance that either. I mean, what happens if you get caught on the road when there's a state of emergency? I know in some foreign countries, they call that a curfew. And if you're caught outside after curfew, you can be shot. And I don't know exactly what the town of Brookhaven's rules are as far as this goes, but I don't want to find out, you know, that, oh, yeah, we have to shoot you now because you're on the road and it's past curfew. I mean, that could be the way it works. I don't know.
Hey, the way it works nowadays.
I tried to play it safe tonight.
The way it works nowadays is you're stupid enough to be out in the snow and you.
I think Bob left the room. Okay.
Oh, you're not hearing me?
Unless he's talking and I can't hear him.
Oh, okay.
Are you back? Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So can you tell me what the situation is over there? You've been at the station pretty much all day, right?
Well, I've been here since 1-ish. But the situation is this. It is falling at a rate of about 1 inch to 1.5 inches per hour. It's fine blowing snow. And so in some places it's not very thick. In other places it's really big.
Yeah.
The drifts. The campus is reasonably operating. They're closed, so they don't have any real problem. But, of course, the students have just gotten back to start the semester. They've been coming all week.
Can't leave now.
now they're stuck here.
They're stuck there. But, you know, I guess you can probably, like, order a pizza or something, and some poor delivery guy is going to try and deliver it.
None that I know of. However, the other thing you were bringing up there, I'm picturing going down one of these roads. Last time we had the snowstorm, they closed the highway, closed the expressway because you could barely get through it. You had to wind around all these cars. And I'm picturing some poor fool accidentally ramming into someone's rear end, and the guy comes out with a gun. I'm so afraid of that. You were saying, well, they shoot them in some countries. Well, there are people here who do that.
That's
you don't need a government.
Yeah, that's true. There are people who would decide to go that route. Fortunately, that doesn't happen too much in New York. Thanks to our crazy gun laws, it's not as prevalent as in some other states where people are encouraged to be packing at all times. But I'm not going to get into that right now because it's dangerous enough even without gunplay.
Yeah.
me into
it. Yeah, I was just saying that because you reminded me of that.
You mentioned before, you said that it's fine snow out there, and there's two ways to take that. Yeah, it's pretty fine and dandy and cool, but you also mean, I presume, that it's particularly light.
Yes.
But that means, and there's so many different kinds of snow. I'm learning that this year, that there's many different kinds of snow, which is why, you know, Native Americans and people up in Canada have so many different ways of saying snow. This one is very light. It's blowing all over the place, and that means there'll be drifts in some places. There'll be bare road in other places, and it can be kind of deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to be really, really careful if you're out there driving around in this.
Yeah, it makes it even worse because what happens is you've cleared the road. Even after all the snow has stopped falling, and the winds will blow more snow onto the road. And so you'll still have to get rid of snow. So this is going to be problematic. I was looking at the maps, and the snow rain line is way out there. Usually it's somewhere near our shoreline, so close that parts of the South Fork usually get some sort of mixture of ice or sleet, or even sometimes rain in a normal snowstorm. But it's nowhere near the island this time, and it's also nowhere near Cape Cod, which is another place which generally gets that same kind of effect in the southern portion of it. It's so far out there and so cold that there's no drippy, heavy snow on anything. It's all puff.
Yeah, and what's different this time, Bob, is that it's not going to get warm after the snow. Last time we had a snowfall a week or so ago, it was in the 50s and 60s a few days later, and we had a rainstorm, and a lot of it went away. This time, it's supposed to stay below freezing for the next at least week, which is going to make it really interesting and challenging as far as getting rid of it and figuring out ways to get past the icy patches.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely going to be a different experience this time. I don't know if they're closing the expressway. I have not heard any
reports. The plan is to close the expressway, but I haven't heard an actual declaration that they're going to do it. But that's the normal plan now, is to close the expressway until the snow stops. And that way, clear it. What you can do is you have the.
You not just put me on hold.
Well, not while you're on the air. I can't put you on hold when you're on the air.
Put me on hold to answer another call.
Only if I want them on the air.
Okay, let me point this out right now. We won't be taking phone calls on the air tonight because this this modern phone system that we're forced to use doesn't have the ability to do that easily. So since I'm on the phone, we can't really pair other people in. If you have something important to say to us, I'm sure Bob can run into the other room and pick up an extension and ask what you want. But I am on the IRC channel right now, so I'm able to monitor and pound off the wall on irc.2600.net. In fact, our friend Majo just has said that he has a word for snow. He calls it that blasted white crap, and that's apparently another way that the refer to snow in many ways. We have a pretty spirited conversation going on that channel. You're welcome to sign into irc.2600.net and join Off the Wall, and you'll see me there. Maybe I'll have time to even say something. And if you have any questions, you can ask them there, and I'll try to answer them on the radio. Usually when I'm doing radio in the studio, I don't have the ability or time to also be on IRC and look at a screen. But here it's a little bit more relaxed, and I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Dialing in right now, which is kind of cool as well. We were saying the expressway right now is not closed, I don't believe, but it is a massive parking lot. And I think Finn was in that massive parking lot not too long ago.
But from what I understand, they will be closing off the expressway as part of their normal clearing operation until the snow stops. I don't know when they're going to start that. Usually sometime at night.
I'll see if I can find out when that's actually happening. I do know that The state of Brookhaven, effective 5:30, is in a state of emergency, and they made a declaration. It calls for all vehicles, except for essential emergency vehicles, to be off the roads after 5:30 p.m. tonight. Now, Finn, who's driving right now to the radio station, I don't think is an essential emergency vehicle.
Well, he thinks he is.
Well, he might think that, but I'm not sure if the town of Brookhaven would agree.
He's an essential for me getting home.
Now, also, I should point out, vehicles that are parked in the street must be moved to driveways. Yeah, good luck with that now, but you should have done that before. You might get towed if that's not the case. Although, yeah, towing a vehicle is probably about as hard as moving a vehicle yourself at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing, and this is one of the reasons why I didn't want to drive tonight. The last time I did something like this, my car got hit by a snowplow. My old car got hit by a snowplow. Dented pretty good. That can happen if you leave your car parked someplace. So
yeah,
you could, like, keep it away from where that might happen.
That's also why this part of it, the thing of getting your cars off the driveway, was announced several times today on WUSB. To make it so much easier for the snowplows to operate and for people to spare themselves having to face insurance and repair costs and just a general mess in front of their houses and businesses and things like that. Get things off into a parking lot.
Yeah. And if you haven't done that already, you might have a bit of a challenge ahead of you doing that. The important thing is for people to stay safe. Not to go outside unless they absolutely have to, and to just, this thing will be over in, you know, a day, so there's no need to panic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can weather it out until we start digging out tomorrow. I should also point out that the governor has declared a state of emergency for the entire region also, so that covers Nassau County, Suffolk County, and Brooklyn, Queens, Westchester, all of that.
And with that, the official closing of the university, which takes a governor's action, although the school itself can cancel classes and other things like that. We are closed up, even though this building at the moment, I'm pretty sure, is still open. As I said, we have the problem of having so many students here now. This is not during the intercession anymore. They're coming back. While classes haven't exactly started, a few of them have actually, but the semester has not actually started yet. They're here so that it can, and otherwise they'll be missing classes. Well, they'll be missing them anyway. It'll take that long for us to straighten everything out here. And again, as you pointed out, it's going to be very, very cold. Not quite what we were getting before with the 0-degree temperatures and the winds blowing at 30 miles an hour and all that. There's plenty of wind out there, and it does more actual blowing of snow than in the previous storm, because that was somewhat soppy at the beginning. The whiteout effect is right now much more notable than in the last storms we had.
And that's why it's extremely important to dress appropriately if you go outside. A whiteout, in case you don't know, is where you completely lose sense of direction. It's just white in every single direction. That happens when there's heavy snow and wind. And also we have the wind chill. It's currently 17 Fahrenheit outside, which is really, really cold. And the wind chill brings that below 0 Fahrenheit. And it's interesting, too. I was reading this story from Canada because it's been extremely cold up there. I mean, they really know the definition of cold up there.
Yeah.
And they're saying that this year, Fahrenheit and Celsius have spent an awful lot of time together. And what that means is that there's a point on the scale where Fahrenheit and Celsius meet. And that's minus 40. Minus 40 Fahrenheit is basically the same as minus 40 Celsius. And apparently, in various parts of Canada, with the exception of the West Coast, there's been an awful lot of minus 40 temperatures. We can't even conceive of that here in New York. I don't know if that's ever even happened. But they're used to, well, I don't know if they're used to it up there, but they certainly are better prepared for it than we are. What we're getting right now is pretty damn cold, and it's going to definitely have an effect on everybody from elderly people, to kids, to pets, automobiles. So you need to take precautions.
Now, I want you to get the picture of this, though.
Yeah.
Them up in Canada look over to us and say, well, you think you're cold? So we handle the cold less ably than they do. But then the people in Los Angeles are saying, 50 degrees, we're freezing. And the people in Australia right now, with the Australian Open going on, I was noticing this, they are literally boiling. And it is, of course, their summer. And the temperatures there have been murder on the tennis players and the people who attend, and especially people to the north and even slightly west of Melbourne. It's the heat there is enormous. And especially at the beginning of the Open, they had that problem. So we complain, LA complain. think of Australia right now.
Hey, Bob, I'm watching the IRC channel. A number of people have been commenting on music in the background that I'm not familiar with. Was there something else playing that I don't know about?
Oh, something happened. I don't understand why that happened. Yes, you're right.
What exactly was going on? I apologize to people listening, because all I hear is Bob on the phone. I can't hear what's...
Yeah, it was the Golden Gate Quartet, apparently. God told Nicodemus. They're a fantastic vocal group from back in the
40s. That's great for them, but what are they doing on my show?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, please remove them from the studio.
They are. They are not. They are no longer on, and your theme music is on.
Yes. And thank you, Curtis, on the IRC channel. But you guys told me. I had no idea. And if I hadn't been looking at the screen, God knows what would have been played over the radio.
Sorry about that.
Let me ask you. Now, you've been there, you say, since 1 o'clock. Are you planning on leaving? And if so...
Eventually. First of all, Finn is here.
Finn's here. Okay, great. Well, Bob, how are you going to get out of the station? I mean, you can't get on the road. You might get shot.
I don't know. A fly, maybe.
Well, just be careful driving. You have a long way to go?
No, it's Medford. It's basically straight down Nichols Road. And, of course, Nichols Road is also... In the usual plans for snowing, they usually close that for a short while as well. But they can't close it entirely. They have to make sure that it's open for various vehicles because it's a hospital road.
Let's be accurate here. It's not that they close it so much. They simply convert it into an ice skating rink.
Yes. Well, that's why they don't permit vehicles on them. You have the police sitting there and the clover leaves and all that. And Finn should have a report on that, actually.
I do. It's actually Emmanuel and Bob, it's actually really, really slow going out there. I do resent being called crazy, as I heard you call me on the air earlier.
Well, it's just basically...
My fault.
...by the curfew like that when you don't know what the penalty might be. That could be something that would be dangerous.
That's very true. But the roads are obviously slick, dangerous. You know, like anything else, you can make the slow pass and get it done, but you got to watch out for the other guy, and there's plenty of others out there that are, you know, sliding all about. There's a whole bunch of people on the medians of Nichols Road, for example, the medians of the expressway. It's not pretty out there.
When I was driving around earlier today, I noticed that the divided highways were actually much more clogged than the secondary roads. For instance, 347 was a parking lot, but 25A was all right. It was, you know, covered with snow, and you had to go pretty slow, and people were being careful for the most part. But it seemed like the bigger roads were the ones that were more clogged than the others.
Yeah, well, that's hard to tell, because I was only on quote-unquote main roads. But they were certainly very, very slow moving. It took me, about half an hour to get from exit 58 on the expressway to exit 62. So it's a slow go.
Well, a lot of credit to you for the dedication, and Bob, of course, too, to get to the station, to stay at the station, and just to be able to be that connection to the listeners, because that's so vital. That's what local radio is all about. And even people who are listening, a lot of people listening online right now who aren't local, but I imagine it's still interesting for them to hear what we're going through right now, because it is interesting. I find it fascinating when these things happen in other parts of the world, and I'm sure that we can bring it to them as if it were happening in their backyard.
Yeah, it's a messy, messy situation. Of course, anything that happens in the New York metropolitan area, of course, you know, makes world news when there's a snowstorm or what have you. But this particular one, it's if you can possibly stay in, please do so. Those of us like Bob and I who are dedicated DJs, you know, we're the equivalent of emergency service workers, and that's why we're here today.
Yes. Yes, and they, the emergency service workers that brought me have arrived, and they got the jacket ready. it's one of those things where we're proud to actually get you the information. And if I was doing the show, I'd probably, you know, if I had hours to do, I'd probably be trying to get some of my colleagues to call in and give me reports. But they all have the same situation wherever they're staying, as you do where you're staying. It's just white, and there's no situation here where you can do anything. Here on campus, you got a few handful of people that keep trying to clear out the entrances in front of the school. In fact, when I took a break a little while ago, I saw two more people trying to do it. And so there is some sort of effort going on. But yes. And again, to repeat, it's an official declared emergency. The roads are not yet closed. However, you're not going to pass through them because the traffic is so heavy where they are. And basically, they'll probably be closing the gates behind them sooner or later. And please, stay off the roads. And your official concert billboard for tonight, nothing. Okay? You got it? Nothing. Nada.
Concert tonight.
No concert billboard. No concert. Stay home. That's official. I should have Donna do that, but since she's not available at the moment, have her tell you there is no concert billboard. Stay home or suffer the consequences.
Yeah, and there are quite a few consequences out there. We're expecting something on the order of 14 inches of snow in this region. They say that Western Suffolk, which is where we are, going to get hit the hardest. But if that weren't enough, as we mentioned, the temperatures are just extremely cold out there. So if you find yourself stranded, it's an ordeal, and you definitely don't want to venture out too far from wherever it is if you're in a car or something like that. It's always good to have a phone with you and to have warm clothes and just basically not put yourself at risk if at all possible.
New info, Finn?
Yeah, actually, one of our favorite DJs, Donna J, just called.
Yes,
and was relaying to us in Smithtown that the roads are pretty horrific there. She ventured out a little earlier. And if you can possibly stay in, and she did mention, she said there are a few gigs, for example, some bars open, this, that, and the other thing, still.
But you're not going to get to them.
Doing their things, but. You know, we recommend, and usually we're plugging venues and all these things, we recommend you stay home tonight. It is very, very treacherous and dangerous, and Donna just backed us up there. I haven't really been around North Shore too much today, but I was certainly, until I got up here, but Smithtown apparently is pretty treacherous.
Mm-hmm.
I just got this update from Kyle in Seattle. He reports that Seattle is experiencing fog, and more fog.
I'd trade it for fog right now.
Well, Seattle usually gets the rain, so when the rain isn't there, they get fog. It's not on you. It's fog.
Yeah,
you know. But there's one similarity: the whiteout conditions that that they might experience in very heavy fog. Whiteout conditions here, you can't see, so you get lost.
Very true.
So Emmanuel, can you see to the bottom of your driveway there, or what?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Can you see to the bottom of your driveway?
Well, let's find out. You know what? I'm going to venture outside right now because I'm on a cordless phone.
Okay.
How long I'll be able to maintain the connection, but just let me know if I start to drop off.
Okay.
Bob, I know you're heading out now?
Sometime after 7, yeah.
Okay, because I know, Finn, you're pretty much taking over controls at this point, I believe, right?
Whatever, yeah. That sounds fine.
Well, because your show comes on next, and I know that you have a lot of things planned. I'm not sure when you're going to be getting out of here. Do you have any idea how you're going to get back to Queens tonight?
Well, actually, I'm not going back to Queens. I'm heading back to my office, which is in Bohemia, and I'm going to be sleeping in my office tonight.
Why not sleep at the station? We have those beautiful accommodations in the newsroom.
As I just made clear, I'm going to my office.
Okay, well, listen, I'm at the door right now. Listen as I unlock the door. I've now opened the door. You know, there's already snow inside.
Yes.
That got past the storm door, which I guess isn't much of a storm door if the snow got past it.
It's just a lot of a storm.
Yeah, and the cat seems to think that he's going out, and you're not going outside, not in this weather. Stay. Okay, I'm going out. And you know what? I forgot to put on a jacket, and that's the first thing that you tell somebody when they go out in 15-degree weather when there's a blizzard going on. Well, it's not really a blizzard, but it's blowing snow. Make sure you put on a jacket. Don't do what I'm doing right now, standing outside without a jacket on. Boy, that's dumb, right? I mean, this is not something I should be doing. But
that's what we call your most basic precaution, yeah.
Emmanuel Icicle.
I might as well stand over here in the snow and tell you that, yeah, it's coming down pretty good. As Bob said before, it's fine snow, meaning it's good, but it's also very tiny, very easily blowable, and it's coming down. And I'd say we have at least 6 inches now, maybe more. We have drifts. Drifts are happening here on the North Shore of Long Island. Boy, it's cold. No, I'm going to go back inside now because this is not pleasant.
No.
So I'm guessing the answer is you cannot see to the end of your driveway.
I didn't make it to the end of the driveway. But no, you can't. You really can't. It's something else. And I'm covered with snow.
Now is your car at the end of the driveway or is it at the top?
Fortunately, my car is inside. Not inside the house. I didn't go that crazy. But it's inside a garage. Mm-hmm. So it's safe for now.
For which it thanks you greatly.
One of the reasons I didn't want to drive, because I was afraid of what could happen with other cars. I mean, you can drive as carefully as humanly possible, but that doesn't take into account the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's the most dangerous thing out there, obviously. And that's why everyone should stay off the road and just let the nuts be out there sliding out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Finn, you'll be back on the road, speaking of nuts on the road, at around, I guess, 9 or so, right? So avoid the highway.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm anticipating, it normally takes me about 15 minutes to get to my office, but I'm anticipating that it will probably take me about an hour would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, bring plenty of snacks and warm clothing.
I do have plenty of warm clothing. My big fear, Emmanuel, right now is getting, because the plows are coming through the university parking lots.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So my big fear at the moment where those plows may clear the basic lot, that my car, Bob's car, may very well be plowed in.
Mm-hmm.
I was mentioning before, my car last year got hit by a plow. I found out about it later when I dug the car out. I noticed a big dent that wasn't there before. I figured it had to be a plow that did that.
Right.
That's another danger that you could face. And also, yeah, you know, if you do get snowed in, how do you get out? I mean, do you have a snow shovel? Does the station have a snow shovel?
No, but we have a lot of records that could probably be used as a snow shovel.
Yeah, you know, I was looking for my snow shovel the last snowstorm, and I looked everywhere. I couldn't find it. I wound up using a plank of wood to shovel my driveway. And actually, it worked pretty well. It was different than a snow shovel, but it wasn't optimal. And after I had done all that, I discovered the snow shovel inside my house in a place I never would have thought it would be. So now I have a snow shovel. I put it in my trunk, so when I traveled, I can always shovel myself out or shovel somebody else out for a moderate fee.
Ah. So one of the things I have to do is to plot my way out. And I'm usually 20 minutes or 22 minutes away on a good, clear day. And it's made a lot easier because Nichols Road basically takes me almost all the way home. And it's going to be much different. Last year I was in a storm and I got temporarily, fortunately, stuck in one of the clover leaves trying to get onto Nichols Road. I was stupid enough to try to follow vehicles, but I keep forgetting that my vehicle is a Toyota Camry, and those things are fairly low to the ground, and they're not exactly known for their greatest traction. So they wobble around a bit, and then they get stuck. I should always check with the vehicles in front of me because those may be four-wheel drive vehicles, these monster Hummers. You don't follow in their tracks. It doesn't work that way. Those vehicles, of course, are made for war, which, of course, is a fair description of some of these highways. And I was just stupid enough to think I could follow and somehow it'd be clear. Well, it didn't.
Hey, Bob, I don't want to hold you up any longer because it's getting worse literally by the minute out there. I'm reading reports now, horror stories, and the sooner that you get on your way, obviously the safer you'll be and the quicker you'll get home. But I do want to say that if anybody has road conditions or experiences they want to share, and either Bob or Finn, if they're available, can pick up the phone. Our number is 632-6901. I'm not giving out the area code because obviously only local people should be calling in with traffic reports for this local story. And we can't take the phone calls on the air. So this is one way to get the information to us. And you can continue calling the station throughout the night, and we'll be able to share the information that you share with us because that's how community radio works.
Yeah, so I think Bob is going to dig. We'd like to thank Mr. Longman for sitting in here.
I want to make sure he gets back safely because he's been at the station for a long time. It's hazardous out there, and obviously the sooner... And I'm worried about you, Finn. You're going to be leaving in a couple of hours. God knows what it's going to be like then.
That's how I roll, as they say. So we'll be okay.
All right.
So what else is new?
Guess what? The cannabis ball, Finn, is happening. Kyle and I talked about this a few weeks ago. We said, what if Seattle and Denver wind up meeting in the Super Bowl? Well, guess what? They are meeting in the Super Bowl. Two states that passed marijuana reform are now the two best teams in the NFL. Well, they were. They had the two best records, but now they're the two teams that will be playing. It's funny. People say they're playing in New York, even though they're playing in New Jersey. It must really feel bad for people in New Jersey to constantly be referred to as New York when they know damn well the game is being played in New Jersey. The New York Jets, the New York Giants, they both play in New Jersey, but they're still called New York. That's gotta get to you, you know?
Yeah, but it's been like that for a long time now, so, you know.
I know, but still, there'd be some bitterness if I was there.
I think there's a lot of bitterness.
regardless, so now the Cannabis Bowl is in fact happening. We coined the phrase a few weeks ago, and guess what? It took off on Twitter. It finally, people started saying Cannabis Bowl. Of course, you know, there's a few wise guys out there saying things like Pot Bowl and Weed Bowl and names like that that, I'm sorry, they just don't have the same magic as Cannabis Bowl. So we simply request that people, when they tweet about this, they put the hashtag and then cannabis, and you got to spell cannabis right, too. That's important. And that's what the official name is going to be, and I'm hoping that it becomes a trending topic, because if it does, apparently I get some residuals from this. I'm not exactly sure how that works. When you start a trending topic in Twitter, it could be like the most important thing you do in your life.
It could be.
I'm very much looking forward to that. And I should also point out, we did something else last week about the lunar freeze.
Right.
Talked about that. All right. Well, a couple of things happened. We got it for the most part right, but we had some issues with the Twitter account, the Lunar Freeze Twitter account. We set it up so that it would tweet at a particular moment when the moon became full, and it would do that worldwide because that's when the moon became full. Unfortunately, we used a service that didn't work, so we set up a future tweet. I think that's even the name of the service, and it didn't send anything. So if anyone out there has a good service that actually works, that can send tweets, and it has to be on the minute. It can't be 5 or 10 minute increments. It's got to be the exact minute, because the whole purpose of telling the world when the moon becomes full is to get the time right.
Right.
Other thing we discovered was that there's some contention as to what time the actual full moon starts. And that's something we just have to work out. I mean, I know that astronomers are pretty exact. So if someone can point us to the definitive site or source that gets the time right, I don't want to get involved in a whole bunch of people arguing over what day and what time the moon becomes full. It should be a pretty simple thing. And once we have all that, once we have a good future tweeting service, and we know what time the moon is actually full, this can be something that becomes huge throughout the entire world. And again, what we do is, at the time of the full moon, and this only happens once a month, and it happens at all different times of the day, at the same time everywhere, the same moment everywhere, the whole world freezes for 1 minute. Everybody stops what they're doing. I mean, you don't have to literally stop everything, but take a moment and think and, meditate a little bit. And I think this could be really, really kind of cool if it catches on.
I like the whole idea, but I do have to say that I was anticipating that tweet, and I think I woke up around, as I said, I'd be asleep, and I had my phone on vibrate, and I think I woke up around 11:15, and then I was like, oh, 11:23 is going to be the full moon, and then I did not get a buzz or a tweet, so obviously it didn't work.
Well, I think it was 11:52, and I was in a bar, and I did get a buzz, actually, from there, but that's another story. And I was sitting there waiting, and it just never came. And then I had to go and check it later on, and I manually sent it out. But that's not how I wanted it to go. I wanted it to be automatic. But, you know, this is why they put erasers on the end of pencils. People make mistakes, and they choose the wrong things. We're going to get it right. It's going to work. It's going to be awesome, and the whole world's going to be involved. And once again, I hope to get some residuals out of this.
And once again, when people want to follow it, it is what?
Lunar Freeze. That's the Twitter account. Lunar, LUNARFREEZE.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I think we have 20 followers now, which is actually twice as many as I predicted we'd have in a week. You know what? We're starting off humble, and that's how movements begin.
That's right.
This isn't something that's going to change, because the moon is going to become full whether we want it to or not at a certain time, and there's absolutely nothing the human race can do about that. And it's the only thing that happens at the same moment globally, as opposed to, say, the sunrise, which happens at a different time every place because it's one time zone after another. But even if it's the middle of the day, the moon can become full on the other side of the Earth, and we would note that at that moment.
I like it.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there to what's going on right now. We have this winter storm warning that's in effect until 6 a.m. on Wednesday. We're expecting snow to be heavy throughout the overnight period. Wind gusts of up to 40 miles an hour. And what they say when that happens, there'll be blizzard-like conditions. Doesn't mean there'll be a blizzard. I'm not sure what the number of the cutoff is. But if you're out there, if you're an idiot out there without a jacket or even with a jacket, don't think to yourself, wow, this is a blizzard. But you'll be wrong, because it's not quite a blizzard. It's blizzard-like. But, you know, it's not that much of a difference. You'll still freeze to death if you're not careful.
That's right. And, of course, we are in, and they're not even calling it, and I have to double check what they're calling it now, but they're not calling it the polar vortex currently. It's got another name.
You know, that brings to mind something else. The last storm had a name, right? What, do you remember the last storm was called?
Well, pretty much any time the wind blows, it seems to have a name.
Yeah, around here we like to name things. Does anyone remember the name of the storm? About a week or two ago?
I don't know. See, that's the problem with so many named storms, is that you can't even keep track of them.
Maybe somebody on IRC can tell me what the name of the last storm was. And then I'm trying to find out what the name of this storm is, if this storm has a name. We didn't used to name snowstorms, but apparently now that's what people like to do. Yeah, I know. And this person, ATZ0, says there are no named winter storms. It's all Weather Channel BS they made up. I know that. I agree. And it is Weather Channel. they do all of this. But it is kind of fun, though, to call it some sort of a name. And that's the only reason I'm trying to find out what the name is. I guess if I went to the Weather Channel website, then I could find out pretty easily.
Probably, and I'll try to do the same. But it's one of those things that Bob, do we have information on the storm?
No, that was just someone calling to say that the last storm was named Hercules. So it was the name
Hercules
storm.
Was the last one.
I just found out this one's called Janus, J-A-N-U-S.
Janus. What happened to the I storm?
As
you know,
in January.
Well, is it going alphabetically? Is that how it works?
It always goes alphabetically.
Maybe we missed a storm.
Maybe that was just the breeze going by one day that they named.
Wow.
Janus,
okay, you know, here's
January.
The thing. All right. We are in New York. We think the whole world revolves around us. So there was a Hercules, there was a Janus. Who's to say there wasn't a storm, say, in New Mexico that was the I storm, and we don't even know about it?
Well, I think it's East Coast versus West Coast in terms of names.
You know, you could say that about a lot of things. Say that about a snowstorm. Good, I guess. We could go to war over this, but... No, I think this is like something the whole nation's going to link arms in. If there's a snowstorm over Hawaii, it's going to get a name on the Weather Channel.
Right.
But then that begs the question, how about Alaska? Because they must get a snowstorm every 20 minutes.
That's right. So, yeah, I don't know. To my knowledge, the way they do it is if it's something Atlantic-related, that's the running order they follow. If it's something Pacific related, they follow a corresponding one on that coast.
Interesting.
It's baffling to me, but pointless. If it's not a hurricane and it's just a nor'easter, we used to just say the nor'easter of, let's say, 1938 or something like that, and now it would have the name Ignatz or something along those lines.
That's kind of fascinating, actually. Science is cool. Isn't science amazing?
Science is very, very cool. However, names for storms, not quite as cool.
No, that's true. That is true. But the reason I mention science is because you're at the State University of New York at Stony Brook right now, where science is pretty much a big thing over there. I mean, it's number two to sports, but it is pretty popular. And there are people there doing all kinds of interesting things.
Right. None of them, however, are on campus tonight doing anything.
You don't know that. There could be somebody deep inside a lab right now uncovering some kind of experiment and learning something.
Maybe they're generating the storm.
Yeah. In fact, I would bet that there are a lot of people snowed in right now on campus that are getting a lot of work done.
That's very possible.
Yeah. I remember when I went to school there were blizzards, snowstorms where we were trapped. We weren't able to go anywhere. And those are my fondest memories. That's where you get to hang out and talk to people and just feel kind of, as they say in Denmark, hyggelig, which means kind of cozy and safe. And there's no reason why a snowstorm like this can't feel completely safe and productive, too, because there are fewer distractions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is the case, which is why a whole bunch of people are listening to the radio right now, probably, because there's no outside activity and different things for them to do. They're hunkered down.
Yes, I'd like to think that. You two, though, are not hunkered down. You two are out in the field. You basically came in to work twice, Finn, because you worked at your job, then you came to the radio station, and you went two different places away from your safe home, where he would not be subjected to any of this this weather that we're being deluged with right now. So that's really that's a feather in your cap, I think.
Or it's crazy.
It's crazy. Either way, it's something that's worth noting.
But I'm going to tell you, here's the way it works. Because I am not home, the Bloomberg administration, I was going to say, the de Blasio administration would have completely plowed me in. I would have been digging all morning to get out. And so here, hopefully I can drive over what Stony Brook University does. And I know at my own job, I will be cleanly plowed out. So I will arrive, when I arrive back home tomorrow evening, I will arrive to some spaces, some cleaned out streets, some things that other people have dug out for me, unbeknownst to them. It'll work out very nicely.
Well, I might be snowed in for a few days, actually, because, well, that's how things get out here sometimes. The primary roads and the secondary roads, I think they're tertiary roads. I don't have a name for the roads that come by here, but they're last. They're last on the list. They don't get plowed, and it takes a very long time to even walk down them sometimes. I'm going to do my best to get into New York City tomorrow to do Off the Hook. That might involve walking a few miles to get to a train if the trains are running. And what happens is when you get over 12 inches of snow, the trains sometimes just stop, and that might be what we're facing to make things even more of a challenge. That's why I went out. I was kind of worried. I thought maybe I'd woken up too late. I went out and I just stocked up and as much food as I could, and that should get me through the week at least. And if not, then there's wildlife around here that I can chase, I guess.
And you're not far from the water right there, so you can always get out the fishing line and.
It's funny you should say that. I saw some deer hunters, duck hunters the other day, I never actually see them. I hear the gunfire. And apparently it's legal to hunt ducks until the end of the month. I always thought they had some kind of like semi-automatic weapon because the shots went really, really fast after each other. But the other day when I actually saw them, I realized it's a bunch of hunters. There were like six guys there, and they were all firing their gun at the same moment. So it sounded like one gun, but it was actually six different guns. And what they did was, credit to them, they had all these fake ducks in the water. Like maybe about 12 of them. So there was this gathering of wooden ducks in the water, and they had to wade out in the freezing cold to retrieve them. And, it's funny because there were six of them. They didn't hit a single duck. All the ducks flew away. But they had to go out and they had to get all of their wooden ducks back because the sun was setting. What a hard job that is, basically, to get a duck. I mean, I've ordered a duck in a restaurant, and okay, that's good, but I wouldn't want to wade out into freezing water and basically spend hours trying to hunt something down, but that's what these guys do.
It's an amazing dedication a lot of these hunters have out there, where they it's the routine, it's like the fishermen we were just talking about. It's the people, they love the routine. That's what it is. It's the routine of the action.
Oh, good gravy! Look at what time it is. It's 7:03. The whole hour went by just like that.
There you go.
Well, Finn, what do you have planned tonight?
We're going to be speaking with Cine Anderson, who's the director of a great film on Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill and La Tigra and The Julie Ruin, and which we're going to give away some tickets to for tomorrow night's screening in Huntington.
I'm going to be having a pizza and opening a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, I'll be here, and then at 9 o'clock I'll be attempting to leave the campus of Stony Brook University.
All right, and if you want to get tickets to that event, folks, line up now. It's going to be a sight to see. I believe you'll be taking the middle entrance by Nichols Road?
That is true. I'll be going out on the main entrance because I'm not really 100% sure that the other entrances may not close earlier, and I don't want to be going down that hill into the gate.
All right, we have the WUSB chopper on hand to cover this as it happens, and you can witness it just like an OJ chase or something as Finn attempts to get south on Nichols Road in
Correct.
A couple of hours. This is going to be epic.
It is. And then I'll be asleep in the chair in my office. It'll be a wonderful thing.
All right. And hopefully Bob is already on his way home.
Bob's not quite on his way, but he's getting ready.
Might have to push him.
Well, I'll push him at 9 if that's the time.
Stay at the station 24 hours a day if you let him. And he's the reason we stay on the air so much. But you got to look out for your safety, and it's extremely important. And anybody listening out there, if you're in a car, God help you. Get home. Get someplace safe. Be careful. The roads are treacherous. Be over. Like I said, this will be over in a day, and start going back to normal lives. There's no reason you have to get someplace tonight unless it's a real emergency.
Yeah, wait till tomorrow to do whatever you have to do. And, in fact, you probably don't have to do much tomorrow because so many things are going to be closed. You really want to stay home. Let the towns do their work. Let the state do its work and clean up these roads. As Bob was saying earlier, it's likely the expressway will be closed at some point on the overnight. It's likely some, at least part of it. It's likely some of this big state roads like the Northern State Parkway may be closed for sections or at least partially closed. So just be careful out there. And, you know, you see all that snow, but right underneath that snow, there's a nice little layer of ice. So please, please be careful.
I don't know how that works, though, when they close the expressway or the parkway. I mean, what if you're on it at the time? It's very hard for them to enforce this. It's kind of like the honor system, because obviously they can't put somebody at every single entrance ramp to close it off. That would be ridiculous.
Well, they usually cone them off, I believe.
Yeah, but it's still something that's very easy to get past. The point is, it's not safe to be on the road at that stage. You really shouldn't be on the road, and it can be treacherous, and you can get in trouble. And, you know, at this moment, you're not even supposed to be on the roads in Brookhaven Town. State of emergency, you're supposed to be off the roads at 5:30 unless you're driving an emergency vehicle of some sort. There's a reason for this. It's dangerous, and your safety is at risk if you do go out. So please take precautions and get home safely.
Exactly.
Well, unless there's some other weather disaster next week, I hope to be back in the studio live.
Hopefully you can dig your way out.
We'll see. I might still be stranded by then.
Very good.
All right. Then I'll listen to the radio now.
Very good. Emmanuel, thank you so much for still making the show, even though by phone, and very enjoyable. And as always, WUSB is reporting on the conditions in our own beautiful way. Thanks so much, Emmanuel.
Good night.
Good night. My friends, my name is Finn. This is Finn's Revolution right here on WUSB Stony Brook on this snowy, snowy, snowy night in the New York metropolitan area in Stony Brook. Stay off the roads. I repeat, stay off the roads if you possibly can. Just a few moments, we have Miss Cindy Anderson, who shall be talking about her film The Punk Singer, all about great Riot Girl founder and third wave feminist Bikini Kill star, La Tigra star, Kathleen Hanna. A fantastic film, and we're going to give away some tickets to see it tomorrow night at the Cinema Arts Center. Just a few moments from now. Stay tuned. That's right. That's La Tigra right there from their album, This Island. One of my favorite bands ever. Before that, we heard from a new release from a band called The Julia Ruin, called Run Fast. And what did we hear from that? We heard, as I was doing a little research while we were working there, did we hear Run Fast? I don't know what we heard, but it was the Julia Ruin. And they both feature Kathleen Hanna, founder of Bikini Kill, way back when in the early 90s, and great friend of Kurt Cobain, among others, and founder of the Riot Girl movement, which is really the what became known as the third wave of feminism, not the Riot Girl movement itself specifically, but as a big part of it. And the tenet there is basically that feminism, activism, is an individual thing. There's no code that you have to be a certain way or whatever the case is. And that is exactly correct. Kathleen Hanna, an amazing, amazing performer. And a film came out at the very end of last year called The Punk Singer, made by a friend of Kathleen, who and a filmmaker, Cindy Anderson, and she just made this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful film that to me is poignant, telling, and amazingly, amazingly riveting and sweet at the same time. All about Kathleen Hanna and her time with Bikini Kill right up till the present, and a background on her life. And I'm telling you, it is exciting. It's riveting. It will make you laugh. It will make you cry, you know. And right after this interview airs, we're going to give away some tickets to see this movie on the big screen with great sound, everything else. It's not going to be like you're watching it on your phone, you know. It's going to be in the theater tomorrow night at the Cinema Arts Center. But we're going to give away those tickets after the interview with Cindy Anderson, the director. And I think we're going to dump into it right now. And we just pre-recorded this the other day because Cindy is out and about and doing stuff tonight. And with the weather and all, this probably works for the best. So here's Cindy Anderson, director of The Punk Singer, right here on WUSB Stony Brook.